Today on We Really Like Musicals and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses the musicals. We're talking about Evil Dead the Musical. Well, look who's evil now. If you're feeling groovy, then I think you should join us. Whether you're five college students on their way to an old abandoned cabin in the woods, or you're just one dude on your way to work, today's podcast goes out to you. Let's do the Necronomicon, but first, let's do the theme song. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode of We Really Like Musicals, and we have opinions about them, so we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and... Elise is not here. She is busy. She was in Cancun, I believe. Whoa, what? Elise was in Cancun? Yeah, you bet she was. What was she doing there? I don't know. I didn't text her constantly. The fees. It costs money to do that. Anyways, she's back, but she was feeling sick. Anyway, she couldn't do today's episode, and I thought, you know what? Should we cancel? Should I get a guest? Or should we try to do it by myself? And I thought, I could probably ramble on for an hour. It won't be good. It won't be entertaining, but I'll certainly try. So, that's what we're doing today. It's just me, just James. And by the way, since it is just me, I thought I would set up a camera and you can go on YouTube and watch this episode. And it's the same thing as if you're listening here, but you'll get to see me feeling awkward because there's a camera staring right at my face right now. And I'm using a new microphone today because my microphone messed up. And so I look very professional on camera with this fancy microphone I borrowed from my dad, even though I think there's a sock on the front of it. I don't know if this is a professional thing or if he just put a sock on the front. I'm going to say it's professional, but on the video, it looks like a sock. So I'm going to stop talking about microphones and my pity party being here by myself. And I'll try to, you know, Elise will be here in spirit. That's what I think, you know. Or maybe not. No, she might not be here at all. I think actually she would avoid this episode. That's what I think would happen. Anyway, so why would she avoid it? Well, because we're talking about Evil Dead the Musical. Now, she's a fan of Evil Dead, as far as I know, even though I think she hasn't seen the second or third one. But she's seen the first one and the reboot, at least. Elise has at least seen those two. Trying to make a pun there, didn't really work out. Anyways, so we're talking about Evil Dead the Musical, aka a Necronomic Chorus Line. Thanks to Oh No Lit Class Pod for that alternate title. Oh No Lit Class Pod? Is that supposed to, I don't know what that podcast is about. I'm guessing maybe it's like, oh no, literature. But like maybe you thought that when you're in high school, but now revisiting it. As an adult, you're like, yeah, these stories are actually kind of cool. Hey, Oh No Lit Class Pod, I don't know what your podcast is about, but thanks for the alternate title. I'll hope to check you out soon. Maybe. Anyways, so speaking of alternate titles, we do alternate titles every week. Next month is going to be super fun with alternate titles. So get your alternate titles to us, guys. When we post up something on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, just comment. It's fun. It's fun for us. There was several funny Evil Dead alternate titles this week, and I got a chuckle out of it. It was a good time. And you can check them too. I mean, hey, if you don't like the one I picked, go on Instagram and pick your own. There's several. It's funny. Get over it. Anyways, and we post alternate titles on YouTube too. So, if you know, maybe you're watching this on YouTube right now and you're like, hey, this guy's boring, but I wonder how he picked an alternate title. Well, we have a few videos of that. We're going to do more. We only have a couple right now. But I feel like my nose is stopped up. Is this annoying anybody else or is it just me? Elise? Is it annoying you? Help. Just took a big old swig of fizz juice. That sounded weird. Maybe I should just start talking about the musical. Oh, actually, no, next month. I want to tell you guys what we're doing next month before I move on. I know this whole thing feels like a commercial so far. I don't mean for it to be, but I'm just trying to set the scene for you guys, you know? I'm sure you guys are interested in what we're doing, right? That's why you're listening to this. So, next month, we got some great musicals to talk about coming to you guys. First, we're doing Wicked. Then we're doing The Producers, which I'm super excited about because I haven't seen that in years, and I have some friends that saw it live, so they're going to be on that episode. Also, we're talking about Beauty and the Beast, the new one. I have not seen it. Elise has some choice words to say about it. I don't know. I feel like people are kind of split down the middle, divided, if you will. Half the side is Beauty, half the side is Beast. I still feel like I'm spitting everywhere. Whatever. So we'll see what that episode's like. Oh, and then finally, we're doing Mary Poppins. Finally, we're doing Mary Poppins. If you're watching the video podcast right now, I just very, like a pro, reached back and grabbed my vinyl copy of Mary Poppins on vinyl, obviously. You wouldn't have a vinyl copy of it on anything else, but, and I just found out that I had this. In fact, my record player has been in my car for the last few months. And while I was getting out yesterday, and I was like, oh yeah, I have Mary Poppins on vinyl. Just going to set that down over here real fast. Very careful. So, yeah, Mary Poppins, classic. Can't wait to do it. So, but we're not talking about Mary Poppins today. That'd be silly. Well, it wouldn't be silly, but it would be silly if we're doing horror musicals. Because this month, this is the last week we're doing horror musicals. Can you believe it? I can. It feels like it. It feels like a month. So I'm glad we're finishing it. Anyways, we're talking about Evil Dead, the musical. Now, if you are not familiar with Evil Dead, there has been several movies, probably the most famous of which is Army of Darkness, which is hilarious. The first one was kind of a B movie, but it was like trying to be horror. And the second one was like, hey, let's be horror, but kind of funny. And then the third one was pretty much like, let's just be silly. Let's make the most quotable movie of all time. Maybe that's an exaggeration, but it certainly has a lot of quotes. And that's kind of what this musical embraces, is the quote aspect. You can tell if you watch a version of it, depending on which version you watch, but the version I watched, anytime the guy said a quote from the movie, the crowd went wild. Mini cheers, not tiny cheers, like M-I-N-I. Not mini cheers, but mini cheers, like M-A-N-Y. I feel like I can't spell right now. I'm sure I spelled those right, but I'm kind of just talking off the top of my head and rambling. Really? I'm rambling. Let's be honest. That's what I'm doing. I don't have Elise here to kind of keep me grounded. Guys, do I miss Elise right now? No. Yeah, well, yeah, but like, yes, yes. You know, it's really hard to do this by yourself. I don't have anybody to play off of. What do I do? Guys, call in right now. Phone into the podcast and we'll figure something out. You know, I actually thought about having my brother on this episode. He does not like musicals. Well, I have two brothers. One does, but the other one, he's like, he's kind of indifferent. I thought about having him on this episode, having never seen it. Never seen the musical. Wouldn't that be a weird person to have? Somebody who has never seen the musical, to have them as a guest? Why would I do that? It's a bad idea, so I didn't do it. Glad I told you about it. Anyways, what was I talking about? So, Evil Dead. We have this group of friends, college students. They go to an old abandoned cabin in the woods. Now, they're not supposed to be there. They kind of break in. They want to stay at the place for free. It's a holiday. I forget which one. Maybe New Year's. I don't remember. And they're staying there, and things go bad. They find a cellar door. Cellar? I hardly know her. And they go down into the cellar. Now, they find some creepy stuff down in the cellar. There's a guy that has apparently left. He was an archaeologist of some sort or a scientist. I don't know. And he found a book called the Necronomicon, or The Book of the Dead. Now, this book is made out of human flesh, obviously. Was it written in ink? I don't think so. It was written in human blood, because why wouldn't it be? And when you read spells or recite passages from this book, it obviously would summon up Kandarian demons, the scariest of all demons. We all know, we're all familiar with Kandarian demons, right? I mean, I can't sleep at night because, I mean, Kandarian demons on my mind constantly. So, basically that's what happens. One of the guys, they play a tape recording of the archaeologist, and the tape recording has this guy saying some of the passages from the Book of the Dead. Words like Nosferatu and Kandarian demon, probably. You know, spooky words like that. Words like boo and gotcha. And so this guy, it summons the demons. There's no getting around it. That's what happens. Now, spooky stuff happens from then on. People get possessed by demons. It changes their personality, you know. The main character, his name is Ash, played by Bruce Campbell in the movies. Not played by Bruce Campbell in the musical. Musical. Oh, boy. Help me. So, yeah, so that's what happens. Ash basically has to fight the Evil Dead. Now, there was a TV show, and is still a TV show. I believe there's two seasons of it called Ash versus the Evil Dead. Hey, James, is that related to this franchise? Yes, it is. Why did you ask that? It's obvious. So, Ash versus the Evil Dead. That's basically what's happening in this plot. Ash is watching all his friends die around him. He's not cool with it. Bad things happen. At one point, his hand gets possessed by a demon. I don't know why it just possesses the hand. I don't remember the plot details there, but that happens. He has to cut off his own hand with a chainsaw. And then he has to wear the chainsaw, and that's his weapon of choice. He has the chainsaw, and he also has what he calls a boomstick, or a shotgun. 12 gauge, I think, probably. Who knows? Who cares? Honestly, I don't. There's not a song about it, so who cares? Anyways, I think that's a good place to stop. I don't want to bore you with the details, but let's just say it sounds like your classic horror, you know, cabin in the woods sort of scary, spooky tale. And so then when they made a musical about it, they thought, let's make a comedy, which I think is a great choice. I love comedy musicals. I love comedy horror musicals, like Little Shop of Horrors, for example. I think that's a good one. Also, Rocky Horror Picture Show kind of has elements of the comedy. And this does not shy away from comedy. In fact, I think the first time it was performed was actually at the Just for Laughs Festival. Okay, maybe not the first time it was performed, but one of the first times it was performed was at the Just for Laughs Festival. I think in Montreal or Toronto or one of those. You know, up in Canada, right? And so it was made for the intention to make the audience laugh, and it is very evident in its performance that is what it intends to do. Why am I talking about that? Well, because I think you need to know that it's funny, but also it's pretty vulgar. If you're not into vulgar things, I don't think this is for you, because it takes some, you know, it picks some low hanging fruit every once in a while. If you get what I'm saying, it goes for the easy jokes. It has a lot of bad puns. In fact, on the soundtrack, there's a song or a segment called Evil Puns, where this lady's just quoting puns, you know, and they're not good puns. Some of them are funny, some of them are not funny, you know, much like this podcast. So yeah, it's a very funny musical, but it might not be everybody's cup of tea. Now, having said that, I think the music was fantastic. With the caveat of saying, I think they may have, you know, a lot of the songs, maybe they sound like a first draft, and maybe if they would have revisited it and polished it up a little bit, I think the songs could have been better. But most of the songs, I thought, hey, this is very entertaining. And not just the songs. I think the song style was great. Very much along the lines of like a Rocky Horror or Little Shop of Horrors type of feel to it. Very campy feel. Some of them are very serious sounding, but it's like jokingly serious, if that makes any sense. But overall, I think the music is great. Man, this is really hard to talk about without somebody else. Because I feel like Elise would be like, maybe that's what I should do. I should pretend Elise is here and just make a counterpoint. I'll say, hey, the music's pretty good. And she would say, well, listen up, buddy. I didn't care for it, or maybe it was my favorite thing. I'll give both sides of the argument. I didn't care for it, and also it was the best thing I've ever heard. That way it covers the bases, you know? That's probably what her opinion was. what was I talking about? Let's just go through song by song, because this is going to be a weird episode. We obviously can't play games, because it's just me. What am I supposed to do? You know, guess the lyrics? I know the lyrics. I'm going to look them up. What am I supposed to do? Rate my facts? I know facts. I know them. I'm going to rate them all 10. That'd be boring. So, I mean, not that this won't be boring. It's still probably boring. But, in fact, most people have turned it off by now. Oh, James is just nonstop. That's what I wanted. okay, so anyways, let's go through. Let's start off the musical. It starts with a song called Cabin in the Woods. Now, in most versions I saw, this starts off with people in this little tiny car, like a cardboard cutout, you know, like a high school type of prop for a theater. Just a little tiny car. And they're traveling, singing about Cabin in the Woods, ooh, Cabin in the Woods, yeah. And I think it's, we're five colored students on our way to an old abandoned cabin in the woods. Boy, I just nailed that song. but anyways, it's kind of funny. It's you know, it's goofy, and you can tell they're all kind of, the point is, I think they're all ignorant, or, you know, ignorance is bliss. They're talking about something that is obviously a creepy scenario, and they're just happy about it. They're happy to get away. You know, they got booze, they got women, they got alone time, whatever that means. And they're just happy to go off. They have no idea what's in store for them. Oh, and they have to cross a tiny bridge. Now, in the version I saw, I don't know if this is how it is every time it's performed, but they have a tiny little bridge that they have to cross, and it's the tiniest little stage prop I've ever seen. And it's actually kind of funny when they're like, how are we ever going to get across this bridge? And it's like, you could literally like step over it. So good job, writing team. Very funny joke. I'm obviously laughing my butt off. But actually it is pretty funny. Now the song kind of tends to drag. I think once we get the point of, oh, this is, yeah, Cabin in the Woods. They're all kind of, they don't know what they're getting into. Anyways, the song kind of drags, kind of like me talking about the song. What do you think, Elise?
I think it was great. Also, I think it was terrible.
I couldn't agree more. But this song, I said it kind of has a Little Shop of Horrors feel to it. I don't know if that's accurate. You know, that type of like 50s rock and roll, maybe, but also very theatrical. I don't know what I'm trying to say. But hopefully you get what I'm saying. You know, just check it out. Check it out yourself. That's what we encourage people to do. Whatever musical we're talking about, check it out. I'm going to take a sip of fizz juice. Ooh, yeah. Now I can talk for another 35 minutes. I got a piece of ice. There's an episode we did, our Les Mis episode, where my sister-in-law was on. And she was just crunching ice right into the microphone the whole time. So, you know, she's not blood related to me necessarily, but we have some similarities. You know, we have some, there's a family bond there. We like to chew ice into microphones. So, moving on, we have a song called Houseware Employee. Now, I didn't like this song at first. Basically, the gist of the song is Ash and his girlfriend, which I forget his girlfriend's name, Shelly, maybe? Shelly's either his girlfriend or his sister. So it could be a accurate or a horribly incestual joke. So let's go with Shelly, but hopefully that's the right one. So he's singing to Shelly. He's telling Shelly he's so happy to have her. You know, he was just a houseware employee at S-Mart, and he can't believe he ended up with the perfect girl. And she says, I can't believe the perfect girl ended up with a houseware employee. Now, obviously, she says that sincerely, but the way the sentence structure happens, it sounds like she can't believe she's perfect and she ended up with this guy. So that's where the joke is. Now, is it funny? It's kind of funny, I guess. I mean, it made me kind of go, huh. But then the more they sing about it, I'm like, all right. That's something that this musical kind of struggles with. They have a really strong joke, and then they kind of run it into the ground, in my opinion. Now, not every time. There are some really good jokes, but this was another one where I was like, meh, we get it. Move on. But I will say it's a good song. Like the style of the song is very pretty. They have some nice harmonies for what it is. And they also bring the song back later. Now, when they bring the song back later, at this point, Ash's girlfriend has been turned into a Kandarian demon. And she's trying to convince him that she's not a Kandarian demon. So she starts to sing the song again. And that's when I was like, ah, this is nice, because it was a very sweet moment where it's kind of creepy how she's deceiving him by singing this song that they shared together. So I didn't like the song at first, but when it came back later, I gave it a big old thumbs up, which if you watch the video podcast, there you go. So moving on, let's see. We have, I'm getting a phone call. Oh, this will be fun. This will kill some time. Hold on. Hello? 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 See, I thought that was going to kill some time. Guess what? It didn't. It just... Okay. Oh! For sure hearing it now. Hello? Still can't hear anything. Well, now that has happened twice, I'm probably going to cut it out of the podcast. So, what was I saying? Okay, so then we have, phone calls aside. So then we have a song called It Won't Let Us Leave? Yes, It Won't Let Us Leave. One of the girls goes out into the woods and the trees attack her and they won't let her leave. And it's actually a pretty good song. It's a very short song, but I really enjoyed it. I need to say something about this musical. It's not a grade A production. You know, it's not this wonderful masterpiece, but it's fun. It's silly. And it reminds me of shows I used to watch at the Renaissance Festival. So it's very kind of, you know, it feels makeshift, which is kind of fun. It feels kind of... You know, they're not improvising, but it has that feel to it, to where, you know, sometimes the audience kind of laughs and participates in a way, and the actors, it almost feels like they're playing off the audience. But anyways, I think this would be a really fun show to go see. Hello? Dude, whatever's happening, I can't hear you. One thing I found out about this musical is they have a performance of it. Well, they did it in Las Vegas for a while, but also there's a version of it you can go see where it's actually in the woods. So they have this cabin that they've made into a stage, and you're actually in the woods, and there's several times where there's a huge, like, blood, like somebody gets killed and there's a lot of blood. And so they actually have like a splatter section. Now that to me sounds fun, because at that point, like, I'm not just going for the music. I'm not just going for the comedy, but it's an experience. You know, it's kind of creepy. You're in the middle of the woods. you got these, you know, it's just fun. And then you've got a blood splash zone, if you will. That to me sounds like a fun thing to do in like an October. Hey. I'm in the middle of recording a podcast right now. Bye. If you were to go see this musical as like a fun thing to do during the Halloween season, I think that would be the best way to see it. I don't recommend watching it on YouTube just because it's, they don't have the best quality versions of it. Plus, I don't think this is a musical you would want to experience without lots of people in the room. Sometimes that can really change how you interact with the musical. Sometimes, like, if you go see a show live, you're like, that was amazing. And then you listen to the recording, you're like, I don't get why I liked it, you know? So not saying it's bad, but I think this would be best enjoyed in a live experience. Anyways, having said that, back to the songs, back to reality. Oh, anyways, get it, Elise? Gosh. Anyways, so the next song, Look Who's Evil Now. Now, this is a song where the first girl has been turned into a demon, a Kandarian demon. Kandarian sounds like a type of orange, in my opinion. Or a grape. I could really go for some Kandarian grapes right now. Put them in the freezer. Nice cold frozen Kandarian grapes. So the first girl has been turned into a demon. And I said that so casually. You know, so the first girl's turned into a demon, no big deal. And she's singing about Look Who's Evil Now. Now, I think this girl was kind of made fun of up until that point. And so she's kind of like, she's kind of okay with being a demon, it seems like. She's kind of getting her revenge, if you will. There's also a character, I don't remember his name, but he's kind of like this jerk guy that's there. There's only two dudes at the beginning, so it's like Ash and the other guy, whatever the other guy is. And he's kind of a jerk, and he actually reminds me, any Dear Evan Hansen fans out there, he actually reminds me of Evan Hansen's cousin, which I forget his name now too. I can't remember names. What is wrong with me? What was that guy's name? Who cares? So he reminds me of that guy a lot, his attitude. Now, Elise, do you agree with me?
Yes, and also no.
Thanks, Elise. I agree. So, anyways, he kind of has that jerk kind of feel. He's very blunt, very sarcastic, and he dies very quickly. Because obviously you want that guy to die. That's why they create a character like that, right? So they can kill him. I mean, right? Anybody? Hello? Let's move on. There's another funny song. Some of these titles, they have foul language. Now, we try not to put foul language in this podcast. Just personal preference. But there are some songs with foul language. And it's funny. I'm not knocking it. We just don't really talk like that. So, but it's really funny in the musical, in the context of the musical. Now, there's a song called Join Us. This one is weird. This one really stood out to me. Not in a good way, necessarily, but it's very memorable. Because the song is called Join Us, and it's got this, like, bouncy feel. Like, kind of like polka, I guess. I don't know. Or like a kid's TV show, it feels like. And it's like, hey, you should join us. Join us. But here's what's weird about it is it sounds so campy, and I've used that word a lot, campy. Anyways, it sounds so goofy and silly. But then there's one part at the end of like the verse or the chorus or whatever, everything, like, lights get dark and flash, and the lady's voice gets deep, and she really sounds like a Kandarian grape. And, she, and it's just weird. Like, the chords everything starts to feel like it's just melting, if that makes sense. Like, tones are dropping, everything's getting really bassy, and then it jumps back into the bouncy feel. So it's part of the joke of the song is that it sounds really happy, and then it's like got this dark undertone. So it's like, hey, everything's fine. Come join us. Everything's going to be great. You'll love it. And also you will eat your soul and the demons from hell will rise up and Satan will consume the darkness of the blah, blah, blah. You know, that's pretty much the gist of it. At this point, also a moose comes to life, like the head of a moose. I know moose are already alive. So a moose doesn't come to life. A dead moose comes to life. A moose's head is on the wall. And he starts to sing. And I believe that happens in the actual movie, like the second movie, I think. And it was funny then. And it's funny now. It's weird. And it kind of makes it feel like all of a sudden you're in this demented version of Pee-wee's Playhouse. If that makes sense. And then obviously Ash's hand gets possessed. And that's when he chops his hand off. And blood splatters everywhere. And if you were in the splatter section of the Evil Dead musical in the middle of the woods, you would get splattered. I'm sure of it. Hopefully, if you get your money's worth. So, let's see. Moving on. There's so many songs. Let's take a break from talking about the songs for a second and just talk about the Evil Dead. So, Bruce Campbell became a famous B-movie actor because of the Evil Dead movies. Now he's on the Starz original program, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, but he's also been in some other movies. I think there was one called The Man with the Screaming Brain. I feel like that's one I watched of him. Also Bubba Hotep, which is like, it's like rednecks meets Egypt mummies. So that's a thing that exists also. They're all very cheesy, but they're done cheesy on purpose, kind of like Sharknado or something like that, you know, where it's like part of the joke is that it's bad. So Bruce Campbell became very famous for that. Now, having said that, I wish there was a version of the Evil Dead musical with Bruce Campbell performing in the lead part, because the guy who does it is fine. I think I saw that, like, that guy has done it for quite a while. I think he did it on Off-Broadway as well. I don't think he did it in Las Vegas. There was another guy, which I watched versions of that he was in, and it was also very good. But anyways, I want Bruce Campbell to do this. I feel like the music's fun. Here's the thing, though. A lot of the jokes are based on references, and this was written probably around 2002, 2003, and the references don't always land anymore. They talk about fishizzle my nizzle, like, hey, it's 2017. Don't make jokes about fishizzle my nizzle anymore. Don't. Just don't. Also, this guy talks about how this demon rips his pre-ripped Abercrombie jeans. Hey, no, I mean, you still get it. Like, I still get the joke, but like, so dated. And that's one of the problems with this musical is there's so many references that it's just like he talks about Busta Rhymes at one point. Hey, nobody talks about Busta Rhymes anymore. I mean, half the people listening to this, which is probably one person, half the people probably don't even know what Busta Rhymes is. Or who Busta Rhymes is. See, I was saying what it is, but it's a person. Did you know that? Facts with James. Did you know Busta Rhymes is a person? Now you do. So anyways, that's one of the downfalls of this musical. I think they should rewrite the script, take out references that are dated like that. Take out references anyway. The moment you put references in something, you're dating the musical. You people are going to watch it and go, "Oh, when was this written? Early 2000s?" Yeah, I can tell. So just don't do that. It has funny parts on its own. Just don't put references in it. So I think they need to rewrite the script, keep a lot of the songs the same. Why was that so hard to say? Keep a lot of the songs sounding the same. So hard to say. Anyways, and then get Bruce Campbell. Make a real version of this. Would that be funny? Now that I'm saying that, would that even be good? Would I want to see that? I think I still do. I think I still want to see it. You know? I want to see a good quality movie versions of most musicals anyway. Sometimes it ruins it, which is unfortunate. But I think this one would make it more better. You know, I saw them perform one of the songs. They have a song called Do the Necronomicon, which we haven't done least favorite songs or most favorite songs. Do the Necronomicon is my least favorite song. And I saw them perform this song on The View. Great place. You know, obviously The View has the audience you're looking for Evil Dead the musical. That's your demographic right there. Old ladies, Barbara Walters. Because that's when she was still on this program. It's like The View was like a new thing. And it's like, hey, after reruns of Golden Girls, watch The View. And then The View was like, now Off-Broadway presents Evil Dead the musical. And the audience was probably like, but Golden Girls. But this isn't Matlock. Hey, wait, is this... Can we have a musical about Murder, She Wrote? But the Necronomicon is supposed to be this awesome dance, and it's very much... They even say, hey, it's better than the Time Warp, so it's supposed to be like, hey, this is like Rocky Horror Picture Show. The problem is not. The Time Warp, even... You know, Elise didn't like Rocky Horror Picture Show, but she was like, Time Warp, that's my favorite song, and it's a fun song. Put it on, dance to it, because it doesn't reference other things. It says, jump to the left, jump to the right. I just did the opposite. Sorry, video podcasters. But it's a dance. It talks about pelvic thrusts. It talks about putting your knees in. This one, it's like the Necronomicon. It's like, it's better than the Time Warp. Also, do your best Henry Winkler impression and do the sprinkler. It's just a mashup of dances that already exist, and it's not funny. So, and then to sing that song, hey, do your best Henry Winkler impression, to sing that song to people on The View? Swing and a miss. And it's a swing in the mist. It's swing in the mist. It's like a... Gorillas in the Mist. It's a swing in the mist. But it doesn't land well, in my opinion, in the actual musical. It's like, hey, stop it. You're embarrassing yourself. This is going, like, it's funny to have Kandarian demons sing about dancing, but do it funnier. Pick a better way to do it. But I don't know. Maybe live it's funny, you know? Maybe if I was there live, I'd be like, hey, I want to do the Necronomicon. I doubt it, though. So that's my least favorite song. Now, most favorite song. There's a song called Bit Part Demon. It doesn't sound like it would be my favorite song. It's not a masterpiece, but here's why I like this song. So there's this guy named Ed who they won't ever let him talk. And he finally becomes a demon. And he's trying to be like all spooky demon, like, you're going to be dead by dawn. But they're still like, hey, you're just Ed the demon. You're still a loser. They call him a bit part demon. So they're like, you're a demon, but you're not one of the main character demons. You're just going to die. And he gets all sad, sits on the front of the stage. And it reminds me of the Mr. Cellophane song from Chicago, where he's just like really down on himself. Like, ah, man, ah, rats. I'm just a bit part demon. But then he's like, no, I'm not going to be a bit part demon. I'm going to be just an awesome Kandarian demon. And right when he gets the guts and like the confidence, then Ash pulls out his gun and shoots him. And I liked that. That was funny. Because the idea of a bit part demon is funny in and of itself. And then to have him like finally realize his worth and then just cut the song off and be like, nah, you're dead still. I like that. Great job, musical. Great job, writers of the musical. You did it. You made me laugh. What else can I talk about? This isn't going to be a long episode, I feel like. Maybe it will be. I don't know. So there's a song. There's a song called Good Old Reliable Jake. Now we meet this guy, Jake. He's in the middle of the woods. And he wants them to trust him. Which they're not so sure about. And he's like, I'll get you to the cabin in the woods for certain reasons. I don't want to get into the plot. It doesn't matter, honestly. But good old reliable Jake, he starts to say this stuff. And it's almost like the, you know, the Dos Equis guy. Is it Dos Equis? I don't always drink beer, but when I do, yeah, I prefer Dos Equis. Dos Equis is our sponsor, by the way. Thanks, Dos Equis. Anyways, so he, you know how the Dos Equis guy says, like, you know, I speak French in Russian or whatever, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's like exaggerated, so ridiculous. That's kind of what this song is for Reliable Jake. He's like, hey, you know why you can trust me? Because, like, I invented, I can't think of one single example right now. Maybe I should look up the lyrics. He says stuff like, hey, who can help you when you lost your keys or when you need double bypass surgery? Who can be your partner in the two-man luge and can sneak a dead hooker out of your hotel room? So not quite like Dos Equis guy now that I think about it. I mean, it gets more ridiculous. Like he says he invented the formula for crazy glue and he was the last man to walk on the moon. Obviously not true, but that's what he's saying to get these people to believe him. Oh, and this is the song where he says, "Fo shizzle my nizzle." Don't do that. Why? Don't do it. What else does he say? Who's the point guard for the Memphis Grizzles? Hey, what's a Memphis Grizzle? Is that a basketball team? Hey, you're going to reference basketball in the middle of a musical? Yeah. A lot of people, there's a lot of crossover between sports and musical theater. Do that. Mix those two things. No. Don't and hey, if you're going to reference basketball, the Grizzles? The Memphis Grizzles? No, Lakers. Magic. Bulls. Grizzles? Nah. Don't. Bad idea. Anyways. Sorry I got off on my good old reliable Jake tangent. You know, I told myself, James, when you start recording this podcast, don't blow up on the song Old Reliable Jake. And gosh, I gotta calm down because I did that. Oh, hey, YouTube, guess what? There's not a song called Broomstick. Now, if you're familiar with Evil Dead, there's one line where he has his shotgun and he says, "This is my boomstick." Now, that's silly. But in context of the movies, it's kind of funny. And from then on, people were like, ah, boomstick. That's funny. If you say boomstick in reference to a shotgun, you must know Evil Dead. So, he quotes the boomstick line. And they put it in the soundtrack. Now, here's the problem, YouTube. You called the song Broomstick. I don't know how long that song has been posted online, but change that. Don't call it's not Broomstick. Now, that would be funny if somebody called a shotgun a broomstick. Or if he just had a broomstick. Hey, I'm going to beat Kandarian demons to death with a broomstick. Do that. That to me would be funnier. I mean, it's funny with the chainsaw and the shotgun, and you shoot demons and blood goes everywhere. But man, imagine a dude on stage just with a broomstick just beating the crap out of demons. Like they're like he's like an old lady trying to get the kids off of his lawn. Get out of here, you stupid Kandarian demons. Ah, man, I'd watch that. So I think I'm going to cut this episode short. I probably haven't talked for a whole hour, but I think that's okay. It's just me. I'm not even certain people have listened this far. I wouldn't blame you if you didn't, or if you did. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So let's just rate this thing. I'm not going to drag it out. I'm going to give this a 5. Now, that's a low score. I gave Repo the Genetic Opera a 5, and I did not like that at all. That was not a fun movie for me to watch. And I think that's the only thing I've given a 5. So why am I giving Evil Dead the Musical a 5? Well, let me tell you. A lot of the jokes, they're dated. Doesn't play out. A lot of the songs have those types of jokes in them. So they're dated. Doesn't play out. It's an okay version of like adaptation of the movies. Like it's a funny interpretation. But I feel like it could have been done better. I feel like this was a first draft and they never went back to it. It should be polished. It needs to be thought out again. But I would see it live. I would. I think I'd really enjoy it live. Because it's better than sitting at home or driving in a car listening to James ramble on a podcast about musicals. It's way better than that, for sure. Although this is free, you know? So, can't complain too much. But yeah, so that's why I'm giving it a 5. I think Elise watched about half of it. She really wanted to be on this episode, by the way. But she wasn't feeling it. And I think she got about halfway through it. No, I don't know why she watched only half of it. I don't know if she got tired or sick or busy. But my guess is she got tired of watching it. Because it's very hard. It's tedious to watch it online. I would much prefer to watch this live. Go see it live. The moral of this episode, go see it live. Do that. All right, I think we're done. I think that's going to do it for today's episode. Guys, next month, we're not doing horror musicals anymore. Oh boy, mouth seizure. We're not doing horror musicals anymore. Next month is going to be completely different. But next week, we are doing Wicked. Now, it has witches in it. We thought about doing it during the month of October, but I just felt like it wasn't horror enough. I stand by that. Not horror enough. But I've never seen Wicked. I don't think Elise has seen Wicked. So we're going to talk about Wicked. First week out of the month of October, we are talking about witches. Right after Halloween, we'll do the Witch musical. So, very excited about that. I've heard great things about it. I've heard some of the songs. Don't know how I feel about them, but I feel like in context of the musical, I'll enjoy them a lot more. Fingers crossed, that's what I'm hoping. And guys, give us those alternate titles for Wicked. Go on Instagram, go on Facebook, go on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at WRLM Podcast. And on Instagram at We Really Like Musicals Pod. No, We Really Like Musicals. That's it. That's it. And give us those alternate titles for Wicked. What would you have called Wicked? If somebody came to your door and put a gun to your head and said, give us another title for the musical Wicked, what would you say? So that's it. That's our Evil Dead the Musical episode. Thanks for watching. We really like watching. Well, some of you are watching on YouTube. But most of you are listening. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of We Really Like Musicals and We Have Opinions About Them. So we made this podcast to tell you our opinions about them, parentheses, the musicals. I'm James, and Elise would say hi right here. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Join us.
Musicals. Jazz.